Hello there, and happy Friday afternoon to you. My name is Rob. I'm here with you throughout the rest of the afternoon. Certainly hope you can stick around in the studio with me. My good friend, Miranda Susie. Hi, Miranda. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing really well. Carrie's here, too, but she's not going to talk. She's just going to sit over there and take pictures and stuff. Miranda is a law partner with Spiros Law, and you're in to chat with us a little bit. Tell me a little bit about Spiros Law and the types of law that you cover, that you take care of.
Sure. So we help people generally who have been injured as the result of somebody else's fault.
Okay.
So that sort of encompasses personal injury. Most people think of that as motor vehicle collisions. That could also be a slip and fall. Mm-hmm. We do some nursing home abuse and neglect, medical malpractice, and workers' compensation as well.
All right. So if somebody thinks that they've had that kind of an injury, you'd be the place to call. You recently had a case in front of the Illinois Supreme Court. Tell me about that.
Sure. So a client of ours had tripped and fallen on a broken sidewalk that was owned by a municipality here in central Illinois. Most people don't realize that when a slip and fall or an injury involves a municipality, such as the city of Kankakee, that there are actually immunities involved with respect to that city. So it protects the city from certain types of lawsuits. So in that particular case, there was an immunity that was alleged, and we were disagreeing over whether it applied. And so we went all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court, and they ultimately found that the case could go back to the trial court, and thankfully for our client, we are going to be able to recover on her behalf.
Okay, so the Supreme Court said no, that that exemption doesn't cover this particular thing.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And sent it back down to a lower court. Well, good for you. Speaking of that kind of a thing, what are the responsibilities that landlords, business owners have in that kind of a situation?
Sure. So generally speaking, people who own property have to keep their property in reasonably safe condition for the people that are going to be on it. And that doesn't matter if the person is allowed to be on the property or not. Mm-hmm. Everyone on the property is entitled to that same amount of care. So when people walk on the property, such as in that situation where the sidewalk was a good 2 inches gap between the one slab and the next, that was not reasonable in that situation per our engineers. And so they have to make sure that they're maintaining, cleaning, and upgrading the property as necessary to make sure it's safe for the people on it.
All right. So if somebody happens to be walking down my sidewalk and there's a crack in the sidewalk, I could be liable?
Technically speaking, not you as a person, because the sidewalks generally are owned by municipalities. Now, some neighborhoods, that's not the case. And so if you are in a neighborhood where you own the sidewalk, that could generally apply to you. The only exception to that most people don't realize is in Illinois, we have an exception for snow and ice. And that means if it snows or it rains and suddenly becomes ice, and that's a natural accumulation, meaning the weather has created that condition.
Sure.
Most people are not responsible for that. You don't have a duty as a property owner to go out and shovel, put down salt, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So we get a ton of calls in the winter about that, and that's an unfortunate conversation I have to have with people.
Right.
That property owners don't have to take care of a natural accumulation.
So what if, so you said that most sidewalks are owned by the municipality. Now, what if the sidewalk is starting to get beat up, and I don't like it, and the village or city that I live, wherever it is, does one of those 50-50 things where they say, hey, we'll replace that, we'll pay for half of it, you pay for half of it. Am I now taking responsibility?
I have not seen a case that provides responsibility for the property owner in that situation. But what I do recommend is that if you do have a sidewalk that is in ill repair, report it to the municipality so there's some sort of notation that there's a problem with that area. Because a lot of times when people fall, one of the problems we encounter is that the city says, oh, no one ever told us about that.
Okay.
And so they claim that they didn't essentially have notice of the issue.
Okay. So say somebody's out there is listening right now and they're thinking, I've got this issue going on. I don't really know if I need a lawyer or not. What should they do if they're considering reaching out to an attorney?
The best thing they can do is give us a call. The first thing they should remember is every time someone calls our office, we provide a free consultation. So if you're not sure, it's better to rely on us as we know the law so that we can walk through the case with you and give you some direction in terms of where you need to go. So definitely give us a call if you think that you have a case.
What's that number?
It is 815-929-9292.
All right. And you can also be reached online at SpirosLaw.com, right?
That is correct.
Got offices not just here in Kankakee, though. They're out in other places as well, right?
We do. We're throughout central Illinois. So we have an office in Champaign, Danville, and here in Kankakee. And our attorneys go all around the central Illinois area.
And apparently to Springfield to argue in front of the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. We are not afraid to take a case all the way.
Very cool. Anything else we need to talk about? Something that you need to mention while you're here that I didn't ask?
I don't think so, other than if you do call, don't be afraid to call all hours of the day. We do have people available 24/7 to chat with you.
All right. So that is Miranda Soucy. She's a law partner with Spiros Law. And if you need to reach them, again, you can go to SpirosLaw.com or give them a call, 815-929-9292.